The first few minutes of Obama's speech centered on the financial industry, so it was fitting that he stood just blocks from two of the nation's largest banks, Wachovia and Bank of America.
Charlotte, the news of the day isn't good. The era of greed and irresponsibility on Wall Street and in Washington has led us to a perilous moment. They said they wanted to let the market run free, but instead they let it run wild.
Obama's visit to Charlotte comes as Congress mulls a $700 billion bailout of the financial industry. He says he supports efforts to reverse the crisis, but insists the financial industry must be held accountable.
There must be no blank check when American taxpayers are on the hook for this much money.
Obama says the bailout must also protect homeowners and include sufficient regulation to prevent a similar crisis in the future. His message resonated with supporters, including Anita Davis Simmons of Rock Hill and John Cooper of Fayetteville.
I'm not the type of person that was born with a silver spoon in my mouth. I rely on my job to pay my bills, you know, and to put food on my table for my children. So that is 90% of the reason that I'm here, and that's 90% of the reason that I am voting for Barack Obama and Joe Biden.
I think his point that we've spent a lot of time looking after Wall Street, now it's time to spend a little time looking after Main Street, it already confirms what I've already suspected, and it just reaffirms my commitment and support to Senator Obama.
The rest of Obama's speech was standard fare for his campaign.
We need change that actually makes a difference in people's lives. And that's the kind of change I'll bring to Washington when I'm president. Change means a tax code that doesn't reward the lobbyists who wrote it, but rewards the American workers and small businesses who create wealth and who deserve it. Now, I'm going to also create jobs, jobs of the future, by transforming our energy economy. And Charlotte, now's the time to finally meet our moral obligation to provide every child a world-class education.
Supporters lined up for blocks and waited several hours to get into the rally held on the grounds of the government center uptown. The Charlotte Fire Department estimated the crowd at nearly 20,000, with many thousands of those stuck outside the gates straining to hear Obama speak.
Mark your words!
A dozen college Democrats from UNC Greensboro held an impromptu honk and wave as they waited in line.
Obama, away! Be a part of something great!
Young voters and African Americans were a large percentage of the crowd, and it's widely accepted that both groups will need to turn out in large numbers in order for Obama to win in North Carolina. His campaign continues to treat North Carolina as a battleground state, with millions of dollars in TV ads and more than 200 paid staffers. By contrast, the McCain campaign said over the weekend it will soon increase its own paid staff in North Carolina to about 30.
I do wonder about the strategy for Barack Obama. He sent two surrogates and then himself here in the last week.
That's North Carolina Republican Party spokesman Brent Woodcox.
We welcome him to come to the state as much as he wants. Every day he spends in North Carolina is a day he's not spending in Pennsylvania or Ohio or Virginia or Florida. And if you look from an electoral standpoint, this is a state that hasn't gone Democrat for president since 1976. If Barack Obama is putting all his eggs in the basket of North Carolina, I think he's going to be sorely disappointed on Election Day.
Polls show McCain leading in North Carolina, but the margin varies widely, between 1 point and 20. McCain hasn't made a public appearance in North Carolina since the primary election, and a McCain spokesperson declined to confirm any plans for the presidential candidate or his running mate, Sarah Palin, to visit the state. For Obama, yesterday's stop in Charlotte is likely not the last North Carolina will see of the Democrat who would be president. For WFAE News, I'm Julie Rose.